All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Right on Target podcast. As always, we are your hosts. I'm Justin. I got Mike.
What up,
man? And if you are new here, this is the podcast where we talk about the NFL, NBA, music, the culture. If it's relevant, we are going to talk about it. If you're not new here, if you are familiar with the show, thank you for coming back. We appreciate you. And thank you if you're new, too, for checking this out. You know, we also appreciate you. I hope you can find a home here in our little podcast community, you know. Okay. We got some stuff to talk about. Not a whole lot going on, man. We're going to talk about the NFL. Going to talk about Tyreek Hill a little bit. We're going to talk about the All-Star Weekend a little bit. Not going to jump too much into that. But you know, we got to talk about it a little bit.
It happened.
It happened.
There was an All-Star Weekend.
There was an All-Star Weekend. We're going to talk about something that happened to LaMelo Ball. Crazy, man. And then in music, we're going to talk about a couple things, man. The Russell versus Lil Wayne, we're going to talk about. Lil Wayne
is crazy.
No, just the debate, man. We're going to talk about that, but before I do all that, I got to check in on my guy, man. Mike, how you doing this week?
I'm doing good, man. It's been a pretty long week as far as, like, you know, work and stuff goes,
but yeah.
I'm doing good, man. Can't complain. Had a nice little Valentine's Day, man.
That's great, man.
You know, Valentine's Day, they say it's not for us, but I had a good time, man. You know. That's pretty much it, bro. If y'all want, like, in case y'all are invested in my daughter's basketball journey, Saturday was the worst basketball I've ever seen in my life. And there's one more week left of basketball, and I'm kind of ready for it to be over. Like, okay. It was terrible.
Just not there yet.
I mean, it's not her. It's just the league. Like,
okay.
Like, Adam Silver needs to do something. Even though he's not in charge, he needs to he needs to step in because it's bad, bro.
Okay.
It was on the other team. There was two standout things. Right. There was one kid. He's gonna be a Hall of Famer down the line.
Okay.
Like, this, he had to be four. I don't think he was three. But he was getting to his spot every time, wow, shooting, making, and running back to the other end of the court.
That's, like, wild.
Automatic. Like, he would steal the ball from our team, run to his exact spot, shoot it, and run back.
It was
beautiful. His teammate, on the other hand, is going to be a Hall of Fame footballer because this man, I call him a man, this boy was, he was tackling everybody with the ball.
Okay.
And then dropping his body weight. I'm like, oh, you know how to tackle for real.
That's crazy.
I was to find his parents and be like, yo, this guy got a future in football. Because listen, he was tackling and dropping his body weight. I've never seen a 3 or 4 year old do that. Like, he got a future. He's just playing the wrong sport. Right.
That's
now.
Wild, bro.
I guess they don't do tackle football at 4 years old.
No.
So.
You can't start developing CTE that early.
Yeah, you know. But we bought my daughter a basketball this weekend because we're like, you're going to get your practice at home because we're not getting any production during this league right now just because nobody's dribbling, nobody passing, you know. So we dribbling and passing and shooting at the house now.
Okay.
So,
you running drills over there.
You know, trying to do a little something, but other than that, you know, nice little Saturday, nice little Valentine's Day, man.
Nice, man.
How you doing this week?
I'm good, man. We are getting closer. We are 3 months away from my child being born.
Yeah.
shout out her.
shout out the baby.
she's doing well. Yeah. We had an OB visit this past week. Everything's looking good. Yeah. I'm so very excited about that. As far as Valentine's Day goes, me and my wife didn't do too much because this weekend is our 1 year anniversary of being married.
Congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So we're going to do something this weekend instead, but we did go out to lunch with her brother and sister-in-law. They came into town. So, well, and the family, we did see some other family. So okay. Yeah, man, pretty chill. Other than that, work is working, man.
Yeah.
You know, working and podcasting, that's how it goes.
Yeah. So y'all didn't, like, do gifts at all on Valentine's Day or nothing?
No.
That's cool.
No, and we probably, well, our anniversary is so close, so we do got gifts for that, though.
Yeah. That's dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Make sure, you know, because you're having a baby girl.
I am.
Make sure, like, the flowers are included with her, too.
Okay.
Obviously not in the first year or something, you know. Like,
yeah.
She ain't gonna know what's going on. But, you know, my daughter does appreciate flowers. So.
Okay.
So, like, just some game later on.
So, I got to start buying two things of flowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, like, when I was getting Valentine's Day flowers, I had to make sure I got her some, you know.
Nice.
And she loved them, you know. She told me next time I need to get her some red roses, though. So.
Okay. She's telling you what she wants.
Yeah, because, like, okay. I thought I was being fly. I got her these, they were flowers, but they were painted, like, neon pink.
Yeah.
That's her favorite color, you know. I was like, okay. She ain't gonna take care of the flowers anyway. Might as well get her some painted ones, you know. But she told me next time I'll get her some red roses.
She said, I want red roses.
Well, okay, I got you. Well, yeah.
That's crazy. That's cool. Yeah, okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
appreciate the game, man.
You know, I got you. You know, I'm so glad you're a girl, Dad, so we can discuss this stuff.
I likewise. Yeah. It's good to have some expertise.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know everything yet, you know, but.
That's all right.
Know a little bit.
Hey, that's better than what I know. Oh, but anyway, enough of our families.
Okay. Let's get to it.
I know as much as the people love to hear us talk about our families, they really want to hear the sports talk that we got going on. So we will start in the NFL. Not a whole lot going on, obviously, because it is the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some, like, coaching moves, but, like, you know, not big enough for me to, like, speak about.
Yeah.
I'd just be dropping names for no reason.
You know, I talk about all the defensive and offensive coordinators.
Yeah, it's pretty much just that. It's mostly getting promoted from within, so, you know, no big splashes. Yeah.
But, I mean, speaking of coordinators, do want to shout out Christian Parker. He had his press conference today.
He did.
I haven't got a chance to watch it, so I don't have any.
I don't really know why you're shouting it out.
Because
you didn't watch it?
I mean, I'm still glad that he was hired as our DC.
Yeah.
What I am seeing is that, like, which I kind of already gathered that, but, like, he's a football psycho, so.
Great.
We need that.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that, man. With him being a younger guy and loving football like that, that's great, man. We need that for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't wait to see this defense. Hopefully. Did
you get to see any of the?
No, I haven't watched it yet either.
I'm looking forward to watching it, though.
Yeah. Anyway, going on, speaking of splashing, the Dolphins, not necessarily splashing, but you know, that's what Dolphins do. They splash in the water and stuff, so it kind of fits.
I mean, I guess, like, as far as, like, off-season news, this is a splash, too.
Okay. Yeah. And instead of, you know, splashing the cash, man, they are making room, making money moves to free up cap space, okay? They cut. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill, man. Tyreek Hill, for the first time in his career, is a free agent, which is wild.
That's crazy.
At his age, however old he is, he's 30-something years old, I can tell you that. But, you know, he played a limited games last season. He had a pretty major knee injury that required the surgery. He's only 31?
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. I always make people older. Hey, I said 30-something.
You'd be ready to retire some people.
He's younger than you.
He is.
Wow.
He had to do that. But yeah, he is. He's younger.
Older than me, bro. It's all
right. He's right in between.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean, his, you know, uncertainty about his availability next season is unclear.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's man, we don't need you.
So, Miami is, you know, saving cap space. I think it was like $23 million in cash, but $20 to $30 million, somewhere in that range. Of cap space that they're saving with cutting him. So, you know, obviously Tua's probably no longer going to be there. Definitely not going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So they're going in a different direction in Miami, which is cool. They get a new, obviously got a new head coach.
New head coach because Mike McDaniel out there. And,
the Chargers.
The Chargers, yeah.
Being their offensive coordinator, that's crazy.
Almost in San Diego. I'm in 2008 right now. Well, I mean, I guess this makes, even if they can't move on from Tua, then they still have some cap space to come with a quarterback.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Tua's out of there, man.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Now, being Tyreek Hill, I get he's only 31. It kind of reminds me of like, and you might, and they might kill me for this, but he kind of, in this current situation, reminds me of the OBJ situation.
Mm-hmm.
High risk, high reward as a player because he has a significant knee injury that he's recovering from. Mm-hmm. So you don't know if he's going to still have that explosiveness that he's had in the past with the Chiefs, even with the Dolphins.
I mean, because this whole thing is speed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Odell's was about the same. You know, mm-hmm. they were both fast guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how he comes back, especially with whatever team.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're probably not going to have to pay him that much if he's a free agent.
Yeah.
So at least you're not trading for him, so you're not, you know, giving up anything.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point in his career, you're not really signing him to be your wide receiver one. Maybe wide receiver two.
I mean, it depends who signs him, though.
It does depend who signs him. But, I mean, hopefully no one's, like, without a receiver, and they're just like, man, we need Tyreek. Let's give him the bag, because.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that, man. We don't know what his explosiveness is going to look like going forward with an injury like that. He had a bad injury, too.
Yeah.
We all saw it. It was bad.
Horrible.
I do wish him to, you know, be fully recovered and make a difference somewhere, wherever he goes. You know, is he going back home? Is he going back to Kansas City?
Now, see, that's obviously when he got released, everybody was like, hey, Kansas City, let's run it back. You know what I'm saying?
Bring him back. Eric Bieniemy's back.
Eric Bieniemy is back again for, like, what, the third time? Yeah, that's crazy.
Might need to run it back.
Yeah. He might. Maybe. I mean, that's obviously a safe place for him to go. He has that chemistry with Patrick Mahomes. They've obviously won a Super Bowl together. Mm-hmm. Just one, maybe two? One. I think just one. Yeah. So they won one Super Bowl together. I'm not sure that they're going to win another one together. We don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to count them out, but they play like they did last year. Obviously not going to win another Super Bowl.
No.
But anyway, I would say another team that would look good for him. Baltimore,
yeah, and that
he'd that be wide be, receiver one.
Yeah, that would be one of the teams to sign him as a wide receiver one. But I mean, that has the potential of being the best wide receiver Lamar Jackson has had. I mean, same thing with, like, if he went to Buffalo,
he could go to Buffalo.
They need Keon Coleman is obviously not wide receiver one, you know. So. Yeah, I just wouldn't want all that pressure to be on him coming off such a serious knee injury, man. Like, come to the Cowboys, you know?
Wide receiver three. Wide receiver three is crazy.
Be our slot receiver, man.
That would be wild.
He's
not going to do that.
He'd be our Cole Beasley, you know?
He's not going to do
that. No, you don't think so?
Man, hey, listen, Cole Beasley back in his time at the Cowboys, listen. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But nah.
That ain't happening.
don't even let him go to the Browns, bro. Well, that'd be great for Shador.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible for him.
It would be terrible for him. But, like, he might convince the Browns to give him the bag, you know.
He probably could, because they're awfully good.
They just throw away money over there.
Here, we'll pay you.
Like, fine. Yeah.
The first argument they have about money, they'll cave in and say, hey, listen here, you can't have what – just give us a check. I'll give you a blank check. You write what you want, and we got you.
He said he's about to leave. What should we do? Just pay him? Pay him.
Realistically, though, I mean, you know, it depends what he wants to do. Yeah. If he wants to go to, like, a Super Bowl-ready team, you're not going to go to the Seahawks because they got JSN and that other guy. I'm sorry for disrespecting the other guys now. I can't think of it right now. I mean, if you want to go to the Patriots.
We'll just pick one of the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
He might not be playing next year. You never know what's going on with Stephon Diggs, man. You know?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. I mean, the Ravens would be a good look.
The Ravens would be a good, yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, let's be honest. He'll probably go back to Kansas City, maybe, but maybe he'll want to change it up.
Yeah. We'll see, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, other than that, I do have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Before we get out of football. In or out on Tyreek Hill being a true wide receiver one in 2026.
I'm out on when you say true. I'm out on that. I don't think he's going to be one of the top receivers.
Okay.
But I think he can, you know, top get 10? The job done. No.
Top 20?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, yeah, probably top 20. But
what if he goes to Minnesota and links up with Jay Jettis?
That would be dope.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be perfect. You know, just no pressure.
I mean, nine would be overthrowing you every time.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Who going to get them the ball? Because, you know, Jay Jettis didn't get the ball last year.
No.
I don't know.
That's crazy. All right. And then would you say that this is just a cap casualty in an injury situation or the beginning of a decline for one of the most explosive wide receivers that we've seen for a long time?
I think a little bit of both, man. I think Miami's just timeline is
– Yeah.
I think even if Tyreek was still in shape, I feel like they probably just want to reset what they're doing out there.
So, yeah.
I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think he's going to be as explosive next year. Mm-hmm. But I think Miami is their timeline's a little different now.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with that, man. But that's about it.
That's about it in football, man.
Yeah, man. So we're going to dribble on over to the hoops corner, man.
Okay.
Talk about the NBA All-Star Weekend.
All-Star
Weekend.
It happened, man.
Surprisingly, we have some sort of a recap because it happened.
Yeah. My first thing before we even get into anything was, why was everything so early?
Bro, literally.
I'm like getting ready for dinner and I'm looking at dunk contest highlights. I'm like, bro, it's on right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I've found out the 3-point winner before. Like, I thought I still had time to watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I heard it was because of the Olympics, though.
Yeah.
Way too early, man.
Way too early.
Way too early.
Did you see what Mac McClung, he posted his dunks if he would have been in the dunk contest?
Yeah, man. Like, what was that about? Why didn't you get in the dunk contest?
Because I don't know. He was in the Rise of Stars game, man. He didn't want to do none of that.
Okay.
Which is diabolical.
That's wilder than you winning 3 dunk contests in a row. I don't know how true it is, but I was reading the comments, which, I mean, they could have been saying anything, but they said that some people were saying they weren't going to do the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who cares, bro? Don't let them talk you out of your spot. A bunch of nobodies did the dunk contest this year anyway. You know, it's not like Anthony Edwards was like, oh, man.
Bro.
Like, oh, man, I would do it, but Mac McClung going to join, I ain't going to do it. Yeah. Like, bro, you could have cooked Jackson Hayes, man. Like, he would have won.
He would have won.
And if this is the crop of guys that said, I'm not going to do it, if Mac McClung's going to do it, we would have been all right.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just did it.
Bro, you're telling me you don't know who Keshawn Johnson is?
I mean,
the winner of the slam dunk contest?
I mean, he can dance pretty good. I mean, he was jigging after every dunk. But, like, I feel like if Keshawn Johnson was like, I'm not doing it,
yeah,
I don't think anybody would have read that and be like, oh, man.
Dang, man.
Mac, what are you doing, man?
You can't let this guy sit down.
We could have had Keshawn, bro. Like, no, we would have been all right. No disrespect to Keshawn, though. You know, he brought E-40 out, you know.
Yeah.
Got to do it for the Bay and all that stuff. Won, but, you know. All right, let's get to the All-Star Weekend.
Man. I mean, that is part of the All-Star
Weekend. That's part of the All-Star Weekend. But, I mean, Mac McClung, like, those were
nice.
He's a dunker, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess since we entered the dunk contest, how did you feel about the dunk contest?
I mean, it was.
There was a dunk contest.
It was a dunk contest.
Homeboy on the Magic almost, like, scared everybody and, like, thought his head was about to bust open. That was crazy.
That was wild, bro.
Shout out Laker legend Jackson Hayes with what will go down is probably the worst dunk in dunk contest history.
Horrible.
Where my boy did a warm-up dunk. I don't – like, doing a warm-up dunk when you're 7 foot tall, like, you already right there, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Bro.
That was bad. The dunk contest was bad.
It was terrible.
Is there any way we can fix the dunk contest, bro?
There's no way you can get real dunkers in there, man.
Like
bring back the dunk contest where Aaron Gordon's in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see the argument that we've seen everything that could happen. There's no more dunks you can do. But I don't think that's true, bro.
No, that's not true.
Plus, I vividly remember us having that conversation. Not us personally, but the world, us having that conversation, I think prior to 2015. Because the dunk contest was still then. And then that light-skinned kid out of Minnesota killed the dunk contest in Zach LaVine. Then 2016, another light-skinned kid out of Orlando joined him, and they put on the best dunk contest we've seen in years. Nobody was complaining about oh man, we've seen all these dunks before. You know.
So hold on. So what we're saying is,
bring more light skin. It's a baby.
Essentially,
maybe. You know, maybe
is that the key?
Maybe we need some light skins with some hoops. I mean, with some hops. I mean, obviously Jackson Hayes. I guess he ain't light enough.
Buddy is 7 foot. He ain't gotta have no hops. I mean, he could just.
Creativity, bro. Something, bro. Don't just dunk it. I seen you do that last week. you do that against the Pelicans or something.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You just did a regular dunk. I don't know. regular light skins being the solution is insane. Well, I don't know. Also, I don't like the argument of bringing professional dunkers in because, I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose.
That's true.
Plus, every time they put on a professional dunker show on TV, nobody watches it. There's one right now currently called, what's it called? I don't know. Shaq's hosting it. Have you seen that?
No, bro. obviously. I had no idea that was a thing, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Dunk Man. Yeah.
Bro, get creative with the name, bro. What the heck is this?
It might not be happening right now, but.
It's hilarious that we got to this.
It came out in December, but yeah. Dunk Man. Nobody watched Dunk Man.
Bro,
put a lot of people up to Dunk Man right now. If y'all want to watch professional dunkers, watch Dunk Man.
Bro, change the name.
Seriously, there's no creativity in there.
That's crazy, bro. All right. Back to the All-Star weekend, bro.
All right, well, man.
Somehow, an injured Damian Lillard did win the three-point contest.
Shout out Dame, man.
Looks like he could go ahead and play the rest of the season. Mike's telling me no.
He played the game all year and won the...
Bro, your ACL or your Achilles looks fine. You're good, bro. You can run. You can play a quarter.
It's a lot different than, having to run the court. You know, he was true. Wide open that whole time.
Hey, he could walk down the court. You know, that's all right.
He could.
And just shoot threes.
He'd be such a liability on defense.
He would be a horrible
But, you know, I mean, maybe if we're down by two.
Yeah.
A couple seconds left. Dame, you're in, buddy. Come
that's
on,
what
man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Open shot. Yeah, we know you got it. We know you can hit the three, so. So maybe bro, that's what Dame.
It's like when we saw Kyrie at the Wings game that one time. I'm like, buddy is walking just fine, bro. He could be playing right now. What you doing?
Yeah. Also, we even put down the nose, but yeah, Kyrie's out for the
game. Kyrie did decide to be out for the rest of the season.
He's still out, man.
Which is crazy. Which I appreciate the Mavericks for letting him choose. If he wants to come back, not rushing him back, and he decided, let me get 100%, and I'll come back next season. Which I appreciate that.
That's probably for the best for all parties involved. There's nothing to rush back to.
Exactly.
I mean, no offense. I mean,
I don't know why you're saying that. There's been nothing to go back
but
to
we know,
since
we know
lost
this
Luka.
Season for the Mavs is not going to be the championship year. So there's no reason to rush back. So.
Yeah, maybe next season, bro.
Yeah. But, shout out Dame, man. Shout out Dame for winning. Steph Curry feels like we need to get all the best shooters next season.
Steph, Clay. Dame. Booker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and four other guys.
Hey, man, the way Konkanupu
okay,
was looking, hey, man.
Put him in there.
He need to run it back.
Yeah.
He might come back and, beat all the old heads, you know.
He might.
That kid right there, best rookie in the league right now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Interesting choice. Interesting choice.
Honestly, I think like best offensive rookie. Like,
okay,
like best offensive rookie for sure.
He can shoot.
Yeah,
that was he's a shooter.
Shooter.
He is a shooter for real. I'll give you that.
But I don't think he's the best rookie. That's a I can flag over.
I was about to say that's his teammate back at Duke. Is
oh they hooped at Duke together?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
I don't know what college he went to.
They boys.
I don't really pay too much attention to college hoops, other than I'm supposed to like.
Only know that because of Cooper Flagg.
Oh, okay. So he was holding them back.
Sure. Either way, I mean, he still got drafted.
I mean, hopefully they can run that back get all the best shooters because right now the 3-point competition is like the marquee event of the weekend, in my opinion.
Whatever happened to Sabrina?
She just did that once, and then
Were going to do that again, man.
Yeah, I think the idea was to do like different WNBA players.
Okay.
I guess nobody else wanted to do it.
Yeah.
They should have kept that going though.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the celebrity game.
I watched some of it, but not enough to give you an opinion.
Yeah.
I was eating dinner at Red Robin.
All I know is Glorilla was playing defense, like homeboy who I watched over the weekend. She was out there tackling.
Glorilla.
And Taco Fall should not have been playing.
Bro, Taco Fall was playing. Jeremy Lin was playing.
Yeah.
St. Brown was playing, bro.
Oh, Amon-Ra
St. Brown. And Keenan Allen was another football player.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny.
I feel like this live game is something you kind of like need to be there in person to watch or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was
on TV.
It was on TV while I was eating my dinner, so I was like, I'll pay attention to it.
Yeah.
It's in front of my face.
Yeah. That's basically, like, if you're at somewhere where it's on, it's cool to go, look at them going, you know. I'm not going
to. When I saw Taco Fall, I was like, is that Taco Fall, bro? Like, what is this dude doing in this game right now? Aren't you in the league? Like, aren't you playing professional basketball somewhere? Yeah,
like, you're supposed to be in the league rivaling against Wimby, bro.
Yeah.
And you over here playing with Glorilla, taking lives from
Glorilla. That's because he's taking a break from Taiwan or wherever he's playing, if he's even still playing. I was like,
is that where he's at, Taiwan?
I have no idea.
All-Star game happened.
I'm about to look it up, but go ahead.
We had Team World.
Okay.
And then we had two USA teams, Team Stars and Team Stripes.
He does have a team right now.
Who's he on?
The Nigbo.
Be careful there. Hold on.
Listen, man.
I'm about to put out a statement. I've known Justin for quite some time.
That the craziest part about it, this is in China.
Okay.
So maybe I'm saying it wrong. Ningbo.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
That is a little crazy, bro. The Rockets, essentially.
Okay.
In China. So, yeah, he's playing in Chinese basketball, man.
Okay, he took a break.
He's averaging 1.1 points. 2.1 rebounds and 0.2 assists.
That's a shame.
41.7 field goal percentage.
That's a shame, bro.
Bro, he is.
1 point? How many rebounds?
2.1.
Nah.
Bro, you are 7'6". Nah. He weighs 311 pounds. That's insane. His shoe size is a 22. Dog, what?
That is crazy, bro. Why are you averaging 1.2 rebounds in China?
This man is crazy. Why are you doing so terrible? You should be destroying folks in China, bro.
You should be a legend out there.
Literally. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Terrible stats. Anyway, continue on.
All right, back to the All-Star game. I'm so disappointed in Taco Fall right now. I was better off not knowing that. Now I'm disappointed.
Literally.
Team Stars won. Team Stars was the young All-Stars.
Yeah.
Team Stripes was the OGs.
Yeah,
and Team World, like we know, the foreign players.
Yeah,
Wimby. I like Wimby in the All Star game, man. He takes it very seriously
because he actually takes it for real.
Yeah, I like that.
He's like, I'm hooping, so it's serious.
Yeah, he even like taking shots at Jokic
and Luka.
Yeah, Well, Ant took shots.
Oh, Ant, yeah.
That was Ant taking
Ant's like, they're two of the best players in the league. They shouldn't be playing.
Yeah. I didn't get to see, like, the whole game.
Yeah.
But I do know, like, Team Stripes had to play, like, a few games in a row. So they were probably gassed by the time they played the young players, which they were already the old players. So kind of not too fair. But there has been good feedback on the actual All-Star game.
Okay.
I don't know if it's necessarily because of a tournament. I know Adam Silver loves him a good little tournament.
Loves him a tournament.
Any
excuse to get a tournament going. Any problem
we got in the NBA, man, we gonna tournament. We gonna figure it out.
That's crazy.
So I'm sure the format's probably gonna run it back next season.
Mm-hmm.
Even though a lot of players were kind of like, I want to just do East versus West, but I think they're gonna run it back.
Adam Silver said, I don't think so.
Like, can we make a tournament out of it? Yeah. Like, can we do two East, two West? You know.
Either way, you're not just playing one game.
No, but three game minimum this weekend. But that's pretty much all for the All Star weekend.
That's about it, man. All right.
I guess elsewhere in basketball. I mean, how did you feel about the All Star weekend?
It happened.
Yeah. I mean, are we reaching Pro Bowl territory?
It's 100% Pro Bowl territory, bro.
I think with the actual games, they're still holding on.
Yeah,
a little bit before they get to that irrelevant part. But the dunk contest, which used to be like a highlight, is just irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, which is sad.
Yeah,
but it is what it is.
Yeah. I guess elsewhere in basketball, man. LiAngelo Ball is not the only Ball family member who swears and bend that corner. You know?
That's wild. That's great.
LaMelo, who is known for driving recklessly.
Always driving recklessly.
Always just running red lights and stuff. He got into an accident today, man. Two-car accident. I think he wrecked, like, a Hummer or something and then hopped into, like, a Corvette after the car accident.
So he just left the scene.
I think so.
Buddy, what are you doing?
There doesn't have to be like a big discussion about this, but I think he's just reckless, man.
Bro, take his driver's license or something.
Get a driver.
Yeah, bro, you know? Literally.
Get
LiAngelo to do it. He ain't got nothing else going on.
Nah, he rapping, bro. You know,
you can rap sadly, and drive.
Sadly, you know who could drive for him is Lonzo.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lonzo is in limbo right now.
Is he a free agent?
Did they cut him? Let me see.
Oh, but they're trying to – he was saying, like, they're trying to make me the fall guy.
Yeah. I don't like how, like, the article's aggregated like that. I'll listen to the podcast. But he was just saying, like, I am having a bad season.
Uh-huh.
I'm shooting what like 25%, but I'm only taking four shots. So like, if that four shots is the reason why we lose, then that's a problem. Like that's basically what he's saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
my
yeah.
four shots isn't why we lose.
Right. Yeah.
But he did say he's having a bad season. I think like the way it read was like, oh man, everybody blaming me. They making me the scapegoat. It wasn't like that serious. I think he's still technically on the Jazz's roster, but he not gonna play a minute for the Jazz.
Nah.
But he could be driving LaMelo around, man. Like, somebody needs to drive LaMelo around.
Someone's gotta drive LaMelo around.
And, like, I just hate to see this because the Hornets are having, like, their most successful season in quite some time.
Yeah.
They're still having a losing season, which is very telling. But they're having a successful
losing season.
Yeah, a successful losing season. An optimistic season.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
He's gotta do better, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's really all you can say about it.
That's pretty much it, man.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about, like, have you seen the Kevin Durant stuff? Because I feel like I came to the internet and like saw, like, I was a little confused on what was going on with Kevin Durant.
Not really.
Yeah.
I know he's been talking, but I don't really know.
Basically, he had, I think he got caught with a burner again.
Oh my gosh, bro. How hard is it to not get caught with a burner, bro?
I think he got caught with a burner again talking about, like, his teammates in Phoenix and in Houston right now.
KD, bro, what you doing?
But yeah. There's been pictures of him, like, on his phone, like, all weekend, and that's, like, adding fuel to the fire. But, I mean, you know, just, I don't know what to do with KD at this point. Just get on the internet for a little bit.
If he was going to tweet, he's going to tweet, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, his name was, like, Get Off My Dickerson or something like that.
Bro, you just got to do something not that.
Yeah. I feel like maybe KD needs, like, a therapist or something. You know,
he probably needs a therapist.
Or, like, you know, I'm not advising this for anybody. I think it's actually, like, terrible to do, but a lot of people are using, like, ChatGPT for, like, therapy.
Bro, please don't do that.
They're telling their problems to ChatGPT. I don't think anybody should do that. I think Kevin Durant should do that. Like, you know, just get all your hate off for your teammates and ChatGPT.
Mike, you've been using Chad as your therapist?
No, man? No, I don't use Chad as my therapist. I'll be doing that.
That's crazy, man.
I think there's people who, like, legit, like, I tell all my problems to Chad. Man. They give me good advice.
Bruh. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
This is where we're at. That's all I can say about that. Yeah. This is where we're
completely
at.
Unrelated. There was this tweet I saw today that asked their chat, should they... Actually, I did it, too, just to see if my chat would do it.
Oh, my God. Here we go. This should be interesting to see what you did.
So, he asked his chat, I need to wash my car, and the car wash is 100 meters away. Should I walk or drive?
Okay.
Chat says, walk. It's 100 meters. That's about a one-minute walk. By the time you get in, start the engine, pull out, park again, you've already spent more effort than just walking over there. Also, if you're washing your car, you're going to end up walking around it anyway. Might as well get the extra steps in.
Bro, what? See, that's why you can't be listening to chat,
PSA, this is why you cannot talk to chat about everything. Because why would you walk to the car wash without your car? Without your car, bro.
Oh, my gosh, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great. And the confidence in which chat says it. I'm like... I'm not trying to be like a super strict parent, but I might have to ban ChatGPT in my household when my child gets older, because you're not about to be asking it for advice. Like, what, told me to walk to the car wash? Like, what? What are you doing?
Oh my gosh, that's funny, bro. That's this crazy. Where are we going? I don't know.
Where are we going, bro? Yeah, sorry, that was completely unrelated.
It's all right.
Kevin Durant, talk to ChatGPT.
Yeah.
At least that way, it won't get out. It's like it won't get out until there's a data breach with OpenAI. You know, then you'll get exposed, but it'll be a little safer than just being on a burner.
Oh my gosh! All right, man.
Switch or miss?
Yeah. The new All-Star format should stay. Switch or miss?
I'm a miss. I really just want East versus West. I like the effort.
You're not getting that.
I think the effort will happen regardless of the format, as long as the right players are there.
Okay.
Like, Wimby being there, Wimby's going to make sure that he's getting his. And I think, like Ant said, he fed off of the energy that Wimby was giving.
Yeah.
So, let's just do that. The older folks, I mean, they played in 20 All-Stars, so I don't expect them to get their all. But I think just go back to the regular format, honestly.
Yeah. Swish or miss, the dunk contest is beyond saving unless stars participate.
I still think miss on that. I don't think it's the stars. I think there has, like, I don't know.
It's the effort, man.
Stephen A. Smith, he's been going on pretty much for years, blaming LeBron James for the dunk contest being bad, because he didn't participate, that no other stars want to participate.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's LeBron.
It's the effort, man.
I don't think any of these players are like, man, well, LeBron didn't do it. I don't have to do it. It's the effort. It's the effort. It's the creativity. I mean, Mac McClung is nowhere near a star. He put on a great show for us.
every time.
Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, like, great players, but they're not stars.
No.
Not household names or anything. Yeah, you don't have to be a star. But right now it's beyond saving. After the Kobe year that he won,
yeah,
they like stopped the dunk contest for a couple of years till they like figure things out. They might need to do
that. They need to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Swish or miss, Anthony Edwards is the next true face of the NBA.
The All-Star MVP?
All-Star MVP, man.
I don't know if he's the next face of the NBA, but I think that's just because he doesn't want to be.
True. Yeah.
Who is the next face of the
Wimby.
NBA?
Wimby.
You think so? It might be Wimby. It's going to be hard for like the NBA to give it to a foreign player, I feel like.
It's true.
But Wimby is kind of going to be undeniable once he is fully unlocked.
Con Neville, Cooper Flagg.
Hey, Cooper Flagg, if y'all lucky, man, you know?
Maybe. We'll see.
Bronny James. Pass the torch.
All right, man, on to music.
On to music, man. I just thought this was kind of cool, man. On the radar, they're basically doing their own freshman class, man.
Okay.
They got the new rap class, Volume 1.
Okay.
They got a Cypher dropping pretty soon.
Okay.
They got 10 artists on there, and I don't have the 10 artists right here on my notes. Give me 1 minute, and I'll give you the 10 artists.
I only know one artist on this list, bro.
Well, there's only three artists on there, right? But
you got five artists on this list. You got half the list.
Okay. So we got Chris Patrick, Marlon Craft, Ray Vaughn, Nassan, Ruben Vincent, Larizzi, Marco Plus, Overcast, Ben Riley, and Suave.
Yeah, so I only know Ray Vaughn.
Okay.
I've heard of Nassan, I think. I've seen that before, but
I don't think that was the Altima. That was a, you saw a Nissan. I don't think you know that song. You might know that song. I don't know.
Off of like one song. I think I saw his name off of one song, yeah. But.
I know Ben Riley, I know Suave. Now I don't know these people's music per se, but I know the names. I know Overcast. Obviously, I know Ray Vaughn.
Obviously,
I mean Ray Vaughn is kind of like the. TDE. TDE, all that
of
stuff.
Course.
I think we talked about Ray Vaughn last year during the whole Joey Badass stuff.
Yeah,
he's probably like the bigger name on there.
Oh yeah, of course.
I mean, honestly, I think when it comes to, like, this new class or the freshman class, yeah. I think the point is for us to not necessarily know them anyway.
True.
Because we're not tapping into, like, all the new artists. Like, man, like who's this new guy? But they have gotten a good reaction with the names on this list.
It's good.
I like that there's kind of just, like, some competition. For XXL now.
Oh yeah.
And like On the Radar is becoming like one of those platforms, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean there's a lot of trash that goes on the radar too. but it's becoming like a pretty good platform. I just think it's dope, man.
Yeah, man.
I think you know, maybe one day down the line, I think we can have like a right on target, you know, Dallas Fort Worth freshman list or something. You know?
That'd be dope.
That would be dope. You know,
you might be onto something with that.
We can get a little cipher going and stuff. You know.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea. Might need to delete this before like anybody steals
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is trademark, you know.
Yeah, we own this.
We own this. I just think it's dope, man.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to the cipher.
Oh yeah, for sure, man.
Let's get into it, man. The Russell.
I thought we already were into it, man.
I'm just kidding. let's start this podcast,
man. Man, what? We haven't been recording this whole time.
It's about time to start podding, man. Russell has caused a little controversy over the week. Have you seen this?
I have not. This is my first time hearing about this, bro.
Because LaRussell has been getting killed online like
trashing Wayne?
All week. He's not trashing Wayne.
He's saying he's better than Wayne?
He's not saying he's better than Wayne either. He basically said that Lil Wayne, he grew up a Lil Wayne fan. He loved Lil Wayne, but as he got older, he started to grow a disdain for Wayne, which disdain was an interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
But he started to realize that Lil Wayne has no substance in his lyrics.
Okay.
Basically, that was it. And that was enough to, like, I guess, like, you know, as much as we clown Lil Wayne in the good year 2026, I feel like he's still like, hey, man, you taking it a little
too far. That's OG. What you doing?
Yeah, that's Unk right there. Yeah, we don't talk about Unk. You know, that was kind of the response. LaRussell has been killed online ever since. I'm not even like a LaRussell fan. I've never really like tapped into like LaRussell's catalog.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the most LaRussell I've heard this week.
And okay.
It's all quote tweets saying how trash this man is. And it's not. Like the music's not trash. I don't think his music is garbage. I think he's dope. He's a West Coast rapper, so it sounds very West Coast what I've seen. First I wanted to ask, like, do you feel like that's true? Do you feel like Lil Wayne lacks substance? Or he doesn't have substance? Like, he said he don't be rapping about nothing.
I don't necessarily think that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know what Lil Wayne raps about these days. I try not to listen to Lil Wayne these days.
You try not to listen to Lil Wayne.
I mean, I do listen.
You, like, openly avoid it. Oh, no.
I do listen to Wayne just because I am curious of what he's even talking about. But
you
to
always
say
gonna check in for new Wayne.
But trying to say he doesn't have any substance is crazy.
Yeah. I do think that's a wild statement. Obviously, when you talk about, like, mixtape Wayne, for the most part, you're going to get him rapping about how good of a rapper he is.
Yeah.
This is going to be bars and punchlines.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what I want out of a mixtape Wayne. Like, when I hear him rap on, like, other people's beats, I don't want him saying, like, oh, man, how deep can I make this?
You know? No, I want him killing those people's beats.
Exactly. I don't want you talking about your life on the most popular beats on Watch My Shoes. I don't want you to talk about, like,
oh, Watch My Shoes is crazy.
Yeah, I don't want you talking about your life and your upbringing and stuff. You know, just rap, just spit.
Yeah.
He does have songs where there's substance, obviously.
Yeah.
I
mean, is Wayne a conscious rapper? No.
No.
No. Not at all. But to say he has zero substance is just nuts.
Yeah, that's a bold statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's perfect. He's not a conscious rapper.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be a conscious
rapper. He doesn't try to be.
He never frames
himself. He never said that, man.
he's never said, man, if y'all want deep stuff, listen to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think, like, I guess LaRussell was kind of right in that, but saying, like, he don't be talking about nothing or no substance, that's kind of, I guess he was being hyperbolic, but, you know, you got to watch what you're saying, especially on the internet. You get clipped up.
Man. Oh, they're gonna clip you up. They're gonna kill you.
Yeah. Do you listen to LaRussell?
No.
Okay. Have you ever, like, heard anything LaRussell?
I have.
Were you, like, impressed?
No, because it was.
Oh.
You know where I'm going with this, man.
I forgot about that. He's not on our playlist.
No,
I think he's on one song on a playlist.
Is he?
But I think there was someone else on a playlist that didn't make the playlist.
Yeah.
Because LaRussell, I think he's one of those that you just send a little money and he'll do a feature for you.
Yeah.
That's not a good example of
LaRussell. No, I haven't listened to, like, his catalog or nothing. Yeah.
It's just wild how, like, fast life can come at you, because he just did, like, the tailgate party for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's getting killed.
Everybody was, like, so happy for him. Oh, man, LaRussell, the people's champ. I'm so proud of you. I've seen you come up. Because, like, his whole thing is, like, his independence. I mean, I think he just signed, but, like, his independence, like, he's very grassroots.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he gets a lot of support. And then One little clip, man.
And you say you something trash. About Lil Wayne, bro, and it's just.
Now you were trash.
You're trash.
I heard someone say, like, or I saw someone say, like, Russell got 12 albums and I don't know one song. Like,
you always going to get one of those.
And, like, and I think with LaRussell, he's never been in this situation because he's been so loved.
Yeah.
So he's, like, trying to fight back. Don't fight back.
Bro, you said what you said. Accept it.
Yeah.
You have to move
on. He's posting clips of himself rapping. Like, he posts a clip of his Tiny Desk. But Substance right there.
And oh,
shit. That got killed. Like, bro, don't fight back. Just leave it alone.
Bro, you crazy for
leave
that.
Leave it alone, man.
You gotta let it go, man.
Let it go, man. It'll blow over, man.
Yeah.
He said, like, oh, the blogs are getting paid to down me, to talk down about me. Like, the blog.
No one.
They're not getting paid for that, bro.
They're not that interested in
you, bro. I promise
you,
no one's shelling out money to be like, hey, you see that little Russell? Throw some fire on that, man. Here's a little couple hundred.
Yeah.
We hate little Russell over here.
That's crazy.
Unless it's like Birdman or something. Maybe Birdman's paying.
Birdman.
But Birdman don't pay nobody, so you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about it in music, though. Baby King dropping Friday.
Shout out Baby King.
Or as this episode is out.
Oh, yeah.
I will be listening to Baby King. Y'all listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And join me later after the
podcast. I mean, at this point, you're already at the end, so at least, like, we hope that we were first.
Yeah, we hope that we were first. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else is dropping.
I'm not sure, man.
Everybody may wait for Baby
Shout King. Out Nav, man. Dropped a new song. It's okay.
That's.
I played it for Mike. You Mike did. Actually said the hook was decent.
It reminded me of, I don't know if it really sounded like it, but it's another Nav hook I can tolerate, but Tap.
Oh, yeah.
I can tolerate
Which is that. So surprising, just FYI. I mean, it's not a bad song, but yeah. That's one that you like.
Hey. Yeah. I don't know. I can tolerate that hook. And then, like, Meek was floating on there.
Yeah.
But
all right, just real quick. All right, Mike hates Nav, right?
In case you are new to the podcast.
Mike hates Nav. This is what you got to do. Go listen to Nav's song called Brown Boy. And it's basically describing haters like Mike. And it's hilarious. And I told Mike that. I played it for him. It's hilarious.
I couldn't relate.
But definitely make sure to like, comment, subscribe to get more of the guys, man. You know? Dropping content as much. Shout out to Four Dust for the Target Talk.
Very good interview.
Very great interview. If you have not watched it, go back and watch that now before you listen to the Baby King's album. You know, run up that. Run up her catalog too, man. She's got some good
Very
music.
Dope catalog.
We got another Target Talk. We are booked for right
listen,
now.
Listen.
So we're going to have Target Talk.
In case you're wondering if there's some Target Talks coming, we got plenty for y'all.
It's true.
Yeah.
So make sure, like I said, subscribe so you can see all of the new episodes coming out. Make sure to get merch. Don't forget the merch, man. Shop.rightontargetpod.com. The link is below. Obviously, the link is below for everything that you could ever need. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I think that's it. So until next time, guys, we out. Peace.